Hey. Can we talk?
No, not about that. Well, kind of. No, I don't want to fight. I don't want. I'm sorry. This is just great. This is just no, I am messing this up. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I snapped. I didn't mean to. It's just I'm on edge and I've been stuck in this house. I'm sorry. It is really tough. And I am trying to apologize. I'm just not doing a very good job of it. Darling, you have nothing to say sorry about. Well, okay, you can say sorry about that, but you see, that is the bad side of knowing each other so well. When we do fight, we know exactly what to say to hurt each other. And makes it sting all the more. I mean, what were we even really fighting about? Washing up. So stupid. I am. I don't want to say I'm sorry. No, I do want to say I'm sorry. I'm just trying to find another word. But there isn't one. I hate fighting with you. And I've been trying so hard to be on my best behavior. I know I can be a bit messy, a lot messy, extremely messy. But I've been trying really hard. It's just, exactly. It is, you get me. And it's just being in this house, not being able to go out. I mean, on an ordinary day, the thought of being at home with you for days, it's like heaven. It's great. But this isn't great. You get what I'm trying to say. Not that I'm saying it in any way that is at all. Why is it so difficult for me to say sorry when I want to say sorry and I'm just messing it up? I'm just so... Just ignore me. I'm just done with this. Just done with everything. And I'm taking it out on you, which isn't fair. Darling, you don't have to apologize. Darling, you're being sweet and patient and just being you and... I love you so much. It's just the situation is difficult. How many times have I said that? I don't want to get on your nerves. We've still got at least another week of this, maybe longer. And it was just an argument. Darling, It's not just an argument. It's... No, 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 I didn't mean to annoy you. I didn't mean to snap. I... You're right. It was just an argument, and... We've argued before. It just feels like everything's magnified now. Does that make any sense? You get it. you get it. Suddenly, small things are big things, and everyday niggles are just extremely inciting. I don't want to snap at you. I don't want to fight with you. I Really? Well, I guess that's one way to look at it. If we fight, then we get to make up. Can I have a hug? Oh, that's so much better. I love you so much. I do. And I'm sorry if I said anything that hurt you. And, I think you're right. Fine, you're right. You're right. Oh, that smug look. Oh, it's not fair that it looks kind of good on you. But then again, you are unfairly gorgeous. We are going to get on each other's nerves. Because even though we love each other a lot, we're both human and, you know, cabin fever, worrying about what's going on outside. When I was little, I used to fight my brother all the time. You know us. We're like chalk and cheese. And I used to be really vicious. Just really, you know, being the youngest, I had to get my hits in where I could. And I remember that afterwards, I would always feel really bad. And I used to cry in a corner of my bedroom, just convinced that he wasn't going to love me anymore. And I remember my grandmother coming in once and comforting me. And I'm trying to remember exactly what she said. Something about there being bumps in the road, and just because you argue with someone doesn't mean that you don't love them. Doesn't mean that they don't love you. It just means that you're human. And that sometimes, in the heat of the moment, we say things which we regret. And that feeling of regret, well, that's how you know that you love someone. If you're sorry that you hurt someone, then that makes no sense. I mean, yes, it makes sense. I just mean, I... when you just helped me, I felt like I did then. Reassured, better. I love you. And while I can't promise that I'm not going to be annoying, or that I'm not going to find something you do annoying, I do promise that I love you. And I think it's going to happen. It will happen. We're just doing the best we can. And to be honest, we're doing fantastically. And most of that is because you are amazing and sweet and I love you so much. And why don't we have some hot chocolate and snuggle on the sofa for a while? We can bring the duvet down from upstairs and just watch something really trashy and cheesy. Yeah. Of course, I'll put marshmallows in your hot chocolate. Wow. Wow. Really? Really? You don't mind fighting if you get special hot chocolate? You are unbelievable. Oh, and I love you. Go and get the duvet and I'll find them marshmallows. No, it's nothing. You tidied up the kitchen and I'm not sure where they are, but I'm not annoyed. Okay, a little. But it'll be an adventure. Finding things. It'll be an adventure. I'm trying. I am trying. That is a very good idea. I'll go and get the duvet. You can find the marshmallows and I love you so much. Yes, I'll make the hot chocolate. We can do it together. You need to learn. Oh. It tastes better when I make it, does it? Can't say I'm mad about that. But I am mad about you. Right. Marshmallows. Duvet. We have our quests. I know, I'm such a nerd. And you love her. I love you. And I'm so sorry. Okay, I'll stop. I love you. I'm not going to stop saying that bit. Oh, you like that? Good. Marshmallows. Duvet. Wolfie Pop. You have to let go of me. You have to, well, I mean, technically no. And it is dangerous to go out there alone. So maybe we should just sit together. What can I say? I love your cuddles. And can you guess what I'm going to say next? Nope, wasn't going to say that I love you. Going to say that I love hot chocolate. Oh, don't pout. Come on. Let's go and get the duvet.